So there's been a lot of talk about allowing use of cell phones in flight. It's something that's been banned by in the U.S. by the FCC for quite some time. But I think people are looking at this the wrong way. From my point of view, yeah, I can understand why you don't want people talking on the phone. And you know, that's fine. People maybe shouldn't be allowed to do that. And there are technological ways of doing that. But at the same time, I would still like the ability to potentially use my data service, which I guess could be done, or allowing text messages. Now, that's use of a cell phone, right? I mean, or mobile phone, if you prefer. But we can block the voice services. And in fact, this is done in other countries. It's not that big of a technological leap. So I think that, you know, the airlines are right to say, yeah, we don't want people talking on the phone. In fact, you know, they already allow Wi-Fi on the planes and the Wi-Fi that exists, first of all, is probably too slow for VoIP, but also they actively block VoIP, and that's, you know, it's easy enough to do even with Skype being evasive and whatnot. It's VoIP has a very specific traffic characteristic that even if you don't know what it is, if you see a lot of small packets, it's probably VoIP, and so block it. For me, being connected is not necessarily voice, although sometimes that's useful, but we're not really on a plane. And I mean, the only time I've ever made a phone call on a plane, I mean, it was more than, you know, it was more than 10 years ago. And, you know, I used one of those seat back phones, and it was a quick call to let my wife know that I was going to be very late coming home because the flight was severely delayed. And it was a very expensive phone call, by the way. So maybe not something I want to do on a, wouldn't want to do on a regular basis, or at least back then anyway, but it's also just kind of rude to other people because, I mean, let's face it, being on a, you know, it's, you have to talk loud on a plane anyway. And imagine if you, you know, on a phone, it's even worse. So it's very disruptive. So I totally understand why people are against it, but I think people still equate using your cell phone as voice. And I think for me at least, I mean, I'm past that, right? Using your phone is more than just voice. And as I say, it's technologically they can make it so that people can receive text messages or use their data plan, but not necessarily make and receive voice calls. That stuff can be blocked. I mean, let's say it's all technologically possible to do that. So I think people need to rethink it. And so I'm okay with the FCC saying, okay, this should be legalized, and the airlines can implement their own policies as far as blocking it. And who knows, that might actually be a reason that you might pick one over airline over another. So it's if people don't like it, then that may be a reason not to do the airline. I don't know. So I think everybody needs to just shut up about it, because the airlines already understand that this is not something that, you know, they don't want to allow people to talk on the phone, but maybe, just maybe, they'll allow me to receive text messages and use my data service while in the air. That would be okay. Of course, I think step one would be getting Wi-Fi on all the planes, which we still don't have yet. My own experience, I mean, maybe 25% of the airplanes I have even just have data service. I mean, even if they do legalize this, just think about, how long it's going to take for the service to widely roll out anyway. So, given that we can't even get Wi-Fi on the planes. So it's much ado about nothing if you get right down to it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.